Okay. Ready? Okay. All right. So we're in the middle. We started Kusamach Tes. So up to Sif Beis. Say there. Lo yitain le'echo elamishi yodea bo yishivarech. We're talking about giving a shamish food. You're supposed to give him food. Now, you shouldn't. This is a hamshir. There is somebody you shouldn't give to him if he's not going to do the Tilas Yadayim because it's like Neiver or Messiah. Lo yitain le'echo elamishi yodea bo yishivarech. But let's say you don't know if he's gonna make a bracha. So then, also you shouldn't give the food. And all the posts can say with these types of things. If some say you should, you know, make a bracha out loud. You go and take a fruit if they have someone off from or whatever. They're not about making brachas. So you should make a bracha out loud so he can hear it. And he's yotzei with that. If that's not possible, they say just put it down on the table and you know a little bit further away from him. And if he takes. It's not. You know, it's not called the Fneiver and Messiah, and it's really Messiah because it'll lead to Rabbanon, but it's not, that's what a lot of posts can say. Yesh Bekilin, in Noisin the Ani, Besorus, Torus, Tzaka. Some say that if it's an Ani, even if you don't know he's going to go ahead and make a bracha, it's okay. Shabura says, because Yechem Yedoyich, a mitzvah, Tzaka, because of a chshash, you won't say a bracha. Now, if you know for sure you won't say a bracha, then the Mishabura says it's not good. I see the Vidam Ramosha. says, you know, the Mishabura is an interesting kula. He says that he wants to say a chiddush. Lifnei could be his only noig on someone that you know that is not noig by someone who's going to be over in Israel. They onus, or that he just doesn't know that if he knew the truth, then he wouldn't. You know, if he really knew the truth and understood it, he would make a bracha. So obviously, someone who's not, you know. So there's a couple of things here, like the mitzvah tzaka, something which is an actual mitzvah deraisa. It can be samichan. It can be. It's better not. That's why you have tachpulos. But if not, it can be samichan on the fact that it's tzaka or other nagid other. I mean, mitzvah sasei. I don't know. Let's say a person's parents not from and you know he asked for a cup of water, whatever it is. Could be like kibbutz avayim. Also, might be doicha. You know, will be doicha. This, you know, if you can't make a bracha, whatever, can be doicha. This, you know, the if you know for sure he's not going to make that already. If he doesn't know. If he knows, that's the problem. Is if he knows and he's dafka not making a bracha, so then it's very complicated. That I have to find. You know, look into. But if you just put it down, you don't want to pay attention. I mean, if you know he's not, I don't know. These things are a bit complex. Hashamish mevarach borpi hagafen al kois lechois shiitnu lo. The shamish should say hagafen in every kos. Because it's like, because if yishahu kinim lach, because he doesn't know if he's going to get another cup of wine, so then, another drink, so then he should just, so, you know, he should just make a bracha achrona after each one. Again, bracha achrona, inu mevarach ala basof, till you at the end of the suda. You don't have to do it right away, you can wait till the end of the suda, but the bracha rishoni you need to make. Inu tzarech levarach al kol prusa, prusa in yesh adam choshev v'suda, but on bread, he doesn't have to make a hamotzi in every one. That's adam choshev v'suda, shiyodeh shiitni l'chol tzarech v'pas, he knows the halacha, he knows that he'll give him enough bread. In ain adam choshev v'suda, they don't know the halachas and things, or whatever, tzarech levarach al kol prusa, prusa k'mal ayayin, because maybe they won't give. Hagash naim shel ha'ochlin b'yachad ha'shamish ochlin b'ahem b'lo n'tiyos v'shos. If there's two people and the shamish can just take food, they should start for the zimun. So they can make a zimun, and that would be the meichel on that. All right, kuf ayim. Divrei Musar, right? These are interesting halachos that people should know in suda. Ein misichim b'suda. No one should talk while they're eating. Now, it could be that back then, like, you know, by Pesach, it could be back then, it did Haseba, so it could be there was more of a chshash. But even nowadays, people should be trying to be makbid, not to go ahead and not to talk while they're eating. They say between courses it's fine, but while they're chewing food and stuff, it could choke. So a person should try not to. Even the Torah and things, you talk, you know, you can talk in the middle. I mean, the minig is not to be so makbid, and these are just, you know, the remusar and things that you should be knowing, and the chashash zakana, that the person that it is brought down. A field mission is atesh. The suda, someone who sneezes, also lomelo asuta. You can't even say asuta. Now, you subim basuda, we also echad lahato mayim. Someone wants to go ahead and to, use the bathroom, notably, other achas, who shishishba. he should, if his hand, right, one hand got dirty, then he should, you know, wash that hand. Alright? He should be sure that people know he washed his hands, so that people shouldn't think he didn't wash his hands after using the bathroom. So people should be choshed him for being a dirty person. Things, it's just, you know, their heads. But if he didn't get his hand dirty, then he doesn't need to wash his hands at all. He didn't touch his body. But also, if he went ahead and did and actually really used the bathroom, then he needs to do the tila. Whether he has to make the tila tonight, we discussed before that he should make a bracha. It's like a hefsek. That's only to, if you want to drink something else. But if you want to eat more, obviously people know yada yada anina daite. Everyone knows that chas v'shalom you're not going to eat food especially with your hands. If you didn't, you know, wash your hands after using the bathroom. Right. It's gross. If you got a phone call and you got what and he left, I don't know, whatever. We're gonna see those halachas a little bit later in a little Simon. Why would you natil design for shtia? It's not that if you're holding a cup, people maybe he didn't wash his hands. The issue is he's sitting by the suda, people are thinking, like, he didn't wash his hands, he's gonna start eating, you know, stick his touch the food, you know, whatever. But Balafachi ain't tzarach natil l'shtia. The other thing is natil l'shtia. Just during the suda, the person should be clear that he doesn't have dirty hands. Or if he's changed a diaper or something, I don't know. Shnayim amtinin ze ez ze bekara. There's two people, and they should wait for each other. And the kara at least have a central dish that they would take food out. Kishakecha besalach yado bin a kara alishta is haver masik lecha achigmor hashtia. Or if two people are eating from one plate or whatever it is, that's what it's talking about more. Then they should wait. Well, they shouldn't take extra. They should wait for him to drink and then continue eating. But ihem shlosha ein shnayim poskim shvil echad, they can keep on eating. Again, if you're talking about taking food from a platter, I don't think it means that. I think it means if they're eating, then they're gonna, he's gonna lose out. If everything's, portioned properly, then, you know, it's probably fine. Misharim and pay a bakara kol echad me oichlim who meichel shamish. Everyone should leave over a little bit in the kara because meichel shamish. Because shamish mara mina ilfis is ocher kara when they pour from the pot into the bowl or whatever. Ain't derech haniach ilfis klum tzarich. He doesn't have to. You don't have to leave anything over in the ilfis in the pot for him. Just whatever person people are eating, you should put a bit aside. I mean, I know that in Musar, the Raiva, I think it's a Rabbi Yonah brings, whatever, the Musar, a person should, in the Raiva, a person should leave over something, because the Beis HaMikdash, you're supposed to leave over a little bit, don't eat everything on your plate. But whatever, that's not brought down here, it's a different thing, Mitan of Mechuber Nabayis, and Tan Musar also. Yeah. Now, nowadays, could be you shouldn't put it on a different plate, whatever. Again, usually, if you have a waiter, the cook is responsible for feeding them or not, and it's nothing to do with the people, you know, at the table. But if you have a waiter, you know, as long as you put food aside, that's really the ikker. Mesharim peya, I'll do that. Amis pachim if they are oichel, love them, and also shul yivaisho. Person shouldn't stare at someone while they're eating, or at their plate of food, because you get mevayish. You know, kids sometimes do that. You know, it's like you stare at their face. It's get mevayish. Like, what are you looking at? Hanichnas lebayis kol mashayomer lo baalbayis yaseh. Someone who is a guest somewhere should follow what the baalbayis, you know, the baalbayis tells them to do this and do that. I don't mean like clean the walls or whatever. I mean someone who's eating, and he should listen, sit here. Don't make, please sit here, please do these types of things a person should listen to. I know there's a story with the Gra that the the Gemara was sick once, he had a stomach problem, whatever, and he couldn't eat anything. Everything he ate, he was throwing up. But he went, you know, but he ended up, you know, going to somewhere and he couldn't eat. But the rabbi said, you know, eat here, take food. So he said, okay, komash, yomer ba'albayis yaseh. So he ate, even though afterwards he had to throw everything up. But he was machmed, if he said to eat, I need to eat. But okay, that was the grow. But yeah, adam kapton, pirush kasan, ragzan besudaso. It's very important a person should not, when they're eating, don't be, shouldn't be a kapton. Oh, why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? Even with your kids, it's an important thing that the, especially on Shabbos, the person should, you know, make it simchadik and if, you know, to be careful not to turn the suda into come to the table. You know, well, you spoke this, like, and make, you know, even for eating, everything, if it's relaxed, people will eat better, and it's, the person shouldn't try not to be a kapton or get angry. Person shouldn't hold a prusa of kabeitza, but you know, achal is a gargaron. He's like a barba. I heard people ask, what about pizza? Person slice of pizza, lachor, if you're holding more than a beitza. So, I've seen Bali Maisa cut pizza up into pieces and eat it. But since I guess that's the derech to go ahead and to eat it that way, that's fine, but, you know, a person, you know, it's still a person should, you know, understand eating, taking like a big thing and eating it is, it looks like it's not derech eretz. Lo yishta kosa b'vasachas. Person shouldn't drink, you know, shouldn't, call, you know, chug his kosa in one shot. Yimshasa hareiz the gargaron. Again, it looks bad. Shnayim derech eretz. If you use two gulps, that's derech eretz. Shlosha hareiz the megasei ruach, because you're, you know, sitting there back sipping. It doesn't look nice. Here we're talking about wine, not water. Hagav miu kos kata ma'or mutu lishtosu v'asachas. You have a small cup. You can a shot of whiskey. You can drink it at once. It's okay. Nachen gadol ma'or b'shlosha arba palmim. Or if it's very big, you can take a few times to drink it. So that's okay. La'yochol shum obatzal me'rosha elo me'alav. People who used to eat raw shum or batzal and they had leaves. So you should eat it from the top and not from the, you eat from the by the leaves. If you just take a big bite out of the onion, it's like your rav says, you're starving. Really, with the same thing by an apple, I'm not sure. Take a big bite out of it, I'm not sure. Take a big, huge bite, you look like a person looks like Rav Sanus, I'm not sure. Hagavah lo yoichal derech Rav Sanus. Don't eat like you're starving, like, you know, fessing away. Lo yoichaz hamayichal b'yado achas v'yito shebeinu b'yado v'shnia. He wants to take things apart. He shouldn't, you know, take his hands and break it apart. I've seen people take chicken and, like, break it apart in their hands. Whatever, it's not derech eretz. They shouldn't, if they don't have a knife, you know, whatever, they shouldn't sit there and tear their food. They're not, you know, behemoths. They could break it in half. They have to find a different way. If they don't have a utensil, I don't know, but they shouldn't sit there and break and tear it up in their hands. Person shouldn't take a bite of bread or anything else and stick it on the table because it's. It can gross other people out. It's also to gross people out during the Suda. So it's brought to as the Gemara Chagiga, I think. It says maybe he'll get disgusted by it. You know, it's a and din for any other, as the kids used to play, you know, food or whatever, they show their friend the food in their mouth and you know, and it grosses them out. Yeah, people should be careful not to do, you know, gross things by the suda, case because it's like even type of mazik. If he's gonna get disgusted by it, the person's I can't eat anymore. So you're like mazik because now he can't eat. It's like a little bit of a mazik. Loish the adam shnei koytsus v'vas achas soch sudasoi v'yivarech brichas amazum neshinere kegargaran. Person shouldn't drink two cups during the suda and then make and then another one after. Because he's drinking a lot. but just what we should do with the prusa, if he does take a bite of challah, for instance, Shabbos takes a bite of challah, just he should maybe like put a napkin over it or put it like so the bitten side is like by your plate. You shouldn't put it out in the open. You're allowed to have it, but you have to just you put it so you master it a little bit. Shnai sheyeshu al shulchan gadol poishet yado tchila. the gadol takes first. Shaleach yado b'fnei misha gadolim and aray zegargron. And again, it's a bad midah to do that. Hanichas abayis lo yomar tnu li lechol. Give me food. Right? I don't know if it applies in a person's own house, but could be it does, or they'll bring that down. But person shouldn't, or shouldn't walk into definitely someone else's house. Walk in and say, "Hey, where's my? I'm hungry. Where's lunch?" All right. Until they say, "Here, come for lunch." Whatever. Hagad lo yomar adam lechaveiro bo ve'echol imi mashech hechitani. A person shouldn't say, "Here, come. Come eat with me." Just like just for me, I'm gonna feed you. The havi kaparelo chovo v'nir kilo hilvelo. It's like kilo. It's like a halval yesh lachush echilo yoiser. It's b'mishum ribis. It is a gather of ribis over here that if you're gonna say it's like parel chovo, this is only ribis derabana obviously, or even it's near kiribis that maybe you're gonna you say okay you give him. So you don't say, last week you invited me for Shabbos, for the Shabbos lunch. So here, now I'm going to invite you for Shabbos lunch this week. You shouldn't say that because maybe you'll give him, more cholent. I don't know. So it seems a little bit nervous. But mutal alom abov echol imi, ve'echol imcha b'fam acher. So you could say, come eat, I'll eat with you another time. It's not like a piron. Because it's not like a piron, it's just saying like a thinking like a tanai. It's saying I'll do that, but it's not saying you invited me for lunch, I'll invite you for lunch. A person shouldn't put a piece of bread on top of his bowl of soup. Because maybe it'll fall in and you'll ruin the bread. But you can go ahead and you can wipe up the clean up the soup with bread. A person shouldn't, gather up the crumbs, leave them in a pile on the table. It bothers people. And definitely don't take a prusa and bite it and stick it in front of your friend. Don't take a piece, bite it, and put it back in. I mean, who are they nowadays? People touch stuff. They don't want to. They don't like if you take something in your hand and put it back. It tends to your brothers in your house. You shouldn't. You shouldn't go ahead and take a bite here. I just want a bite here. Well, what's the problem? You think, you're afraid of germs? You're afraid of germs. What's wrong with whatever? It's also because you can. Not everyone. Maybe a person doesn't like it. It grosses them out. He doesn't like germs. Whatever. So a person shouldn't do that. Lo yishta me'akos yitin the chavero. Person shouldn't drink from a cup and give it to his friend. It's a kind of nefashos. Now we're talking about over here. There's a discussion about what if you know who the person is. So the shayla is over there. Maybe he's sick. He has some sort of disease. He has some sort of, who knows, right? So some guy outside, whatever. He takes a drink here. Takes some. You shouldn't drink from it because the guy could be sick. If you know the person or it's they bias, they're not sick. So it could be, that's fine. It's just if a person doesn't know, then you should be careful because who knows what he has. Well, if you wash the cup out, you clean the cup, that's fine. You wash off the spot. Well, yishte kosi nechel al shulchan. Don't take a drink and put it on the shulchan. Ella. Don't just hold in your hand till the shamish gives it to you. Okay, fine. Don't take your portion and give it to the shamish. But just leave it. Don't give it to him at first, because maybe. Maybe the Baal Bais is going, why are you giving food? Why are you giving it to him? What's going on over here? So you don't want to have a fight. If you really feel bad for the Shamish, so then keep a bunch aside and you'll give it to him at the end quietly. Or in Chasim Eitel Baal Bais, Einem Rishayim Lito, Bilifneim Elitein Livno. You can't give it to the Baal Bais' son. Oh, the Avdo, Shabal Bais, Elim Kane of Shushim Baal Bais. There's a story, a sad story in the Gemara that was based on, is that someone came to to someone's house, and you know, they were poor, they didn't have a lot or whatever, and he saw the kid was starving, so he gave him some food, and the father like walked in and thought the kid took food from the areach and beat him, and then the kid died. It's a story in the Gemara. So because of that, Chum said that therefore Chassid Shalom said, be very nizer not to go ahead and give food to the balabar, you know, in case without getting, because it could be make him angry, getting his kid. That's the story in the Gemara. Who are they? I guess if you walk in and give a kid treats, also people like parents can be machped. Why give my kid a treat? Who knows? You should always ask the parents if we're giving stuff out to the kids. In Yerushalayim didn't sit down to a meal unless they knew who was, you know, eating with them. And Shekinahu l'tamachachem leishev etzol amaaretz v'suda. It was a guy for tamachachem to sit by someone who's an amaaretz, complete amaaretz by a suda. It's not so nice. Hashamish shahaya. You know, therefore, maybe like, you know, that's why they have, we have the minute comes on to have the, you know, the chasta, have the rabbanim table, and yeah, whatever. Hashamish shahaya mishamish al shnayim. The shamish that he's serving two people. Horeza oichli ma'ya bishul lasan l'vishus. Had this in the Rambam before because of zimun. Hayam mishamish al shloisha ino oichli ma'ya amikin lasan l'vishus, because they already have a zimun. Achar shishasisa v'nishar yayim b'kol shtiyas chavercha. After you drink and there's a bit of wine left in your cup, you want to give it out, you should clean the part where he drank from. Don't spill it out though. But you can go ahead and you can put water in, and then but water you can do it because you can pour a bit of water. It's not about that to clean off that place. So go after kol achilascha echol melach. After kol shtiyasach shtei mayim. After eating, you should have something salty, and after drinking, you should drink water. Drinking water, everyone should zbar lechaman simin kufayin test. Nearly davka shlohei amelach papas of a machal mishachol. That's only if you didn't have any salt at all during the meal. If he didn't drink anything with water in it, soda would be fine. But if a person don't drink wine, juice, I don't know about, then also it's not healthy. Because most of the time, this food has salt or has water in it. So that would be okay. Let's start to find out a little bit. Also, adam tzrachav v'pas. A person can do things with bread. How do you do a mimasle? That's only if it doesn't get ruined. Let's say you use it for other things besides eating. That's only if it doesn't get ruined because it's bizayin ochlin. But something which is going to ruin it you shouldn't do. You shouldn't use it as a serving plate. Put on like raw meat. You can't use it as a hard pita or something. You can't use it to like a plate. In slim kimbo akara. You shouldn't use it to hold up the car. If it falls on the pas, it'll get ruined. And only a dayim b'yayin. Don't do the tilos yadayim with wine. Bein chai bein mazug, whether it's chai or mazug. If you do the tilos she'ena tzorach achila, even the tilos that's not tzorach achila, you shouldn't use wine because it's without bizayin for the wine. Bein zerkin a pas v'shin bizayin ochle. We shouldn't throw bread because that's considered Bizayin of Oichlim. Shem Shein Zorkim, it's a pas, Kachin Zorkim, Ochlim, and Imasli, the Zvika, that's why they have to be careful with the candies you throw by, the stuff they throw by Bar Mitzvah and stuff should be things which won't get ruined if they throw them. Usually they're in wrappers, it's fine without wrappers, it's a problem. But anything, you shouldn't throw any food which if you throw it, it's going to get ruined. Valmidi, the Lo Mimas, Kigoin, I go to Rimonim, Chabushim, that they're very hard fruit and they ruin the fruit. Shari, then you can throw them for whatever reason you want to throw them. It means also you shouldn't throw them to your friend because maybe they'll fall and get ruined. But these things you can throw to your peanuts, you know, things like that you can throw to your friend. All right, we will stop here.